Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Welcome to this demonstration of the Meteor Vibrating Watch from Alexandra Vision, and the website where you can get more information about the watch and also order it online is www.alexandravision.com. That's www.alexandravision.com. I've currently got the Meteor Vibrating Watch in my hand, and it's actually the shape of a crescent moon, and the, if you like, scooped out part of the crescent is where the three buttons are located to operate the watch to tell the time. And the bottom part of one of the points of the crescent, if you like, is actually where the vibrator is to make the actual watch vibrate. So the top of one crescent is quite rounded and thin, and the other part of the crescent, which is down the bottom, if you like, if you're holding it vertically, is rounded and bulbous at the same time. So it's an interesting shape. It's also fairly tiny. It actually can be cupped in the palm of my hand with my fingers around it quite comfortably, and made of plastic and feels very smooth in your hand. So if I position the Meteor in my hand with the bulbous part of the crescent down and the thinner part at the top, if I come to the scooped out section in the middle, the top button is the hour button, the middle button is the tens of minutes button, and the bottom button is the actual minutes button. The buttons are very well spaced apart and are raised up off the face of the Meteor extremely well. So very easy and distinctive to locate all those three buttons. The way you tell the time on the Meteor itself, by using those three buttons with the vibration patterns, what it does is that it does a long vibration for 5 units and a short vibration for a single unit. So for example, if I press the hour button and it gave a long vibration, it would be 5 o'clock. That's the hour button at the top. The middle button for tens of minutes, if it did a long vibration for the tens of minutes, that's 5 units, so that would be 50. If I press the minute button and it did one long vibration, that would be 5 minutes. So for example, at the time of this recording, I'm going to press and release the hour button at the top, and it just gave 3 short pulses, so 3 single units for the hour, which means it's currently 3 o'clock. If I press and release the middle button for tens of minutes, it's no vibration at all in this case, which means it's 0 o'clock. So it's 3:00, but if I press the minute button down the bottom, press and release, it's 1 long pulse and 4 short pulses. And that means it's 9, because 1 long vibration for 5 and 4 short pulses for minutes. So 5 plus 4, of course, is 9. So the time, according to my Meteor Vibrating Watch, is 3:09. Now, just a tip when you're actually using the watch, if you press any of those buttons again within 30 seconds, it's going to give you exactly the same time again, because while the clock continues to register the time, the actual vibrations to tell you time will not reset until after 30 seconds has passed. Because if you think, for example, the time should have switched over now, in my case, to 3:10, and you've pressed it within that 30 second period, chances are it's still going to do 3:09. So let's try the time again now and see if it's now 3:10. So again, I'm going to press the hour button again at the top, press and release, 3 pulses, 3 o'clock, press the middle button, I've now got one short pulse now, which means indeed it is 10. And I press the minute button down the bottom, and it's one pulse. So that means it's 3:11 according to the Meteor. To reset the time on the Meteor is very straightforward. You basically hold down the hour, tens of minutes, or minutes buttons for a very long vibration. Keep holding it down and then count the pulses. Now, a tip to remember is that for the hour button, you'll have 12 pulses to count because it's a 12 hour. For the tens of minutes, there's only 5 lots of 10 minutes, if you like, in an hour, because it goes 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. So for the tens of minutes, you're only counting 5 pulses. And then, of course, for the minutes, you're counting 9 pulses. And of course, if you wanted to do a zero on any of the hour, tens of minutes, or minutes, you would release the appropriate button after the long vibration, so you're not getting into any of the actual single pulse unit counts. So let me set the Meteor to 3:20, for example. So I'm going to hold in the hour button. Long vibration, count the pulses. 1, 2, 3, and release. Now I want to set the tens of minutes to 20. So that means I only need to count 2 pulses after the long pulse. So holding in the tens of minutes button now. Long vibration, count. 1, 2, and release. And then I want to now set the minutes button to 0. So what I'm going to do is hold in the minutes button, wait for the long pulse, and then release straight away, because I want 0. So holding in the minutes now. Long vibration, release. So now when I check the time, hour, 3 pulses, tens of minutes in the middle, 2 pulses, and the minute button, no pulse, because it's now 3:20. And as I said, there is no pulse for 0. So in summary, if you basically remember the fact that for the hour, tens of minutes, and minutes, you have a long pulse for 5 units and single short pulses for 1 unit. And if you want to reset the time, you hold down any of those buttons, hour, tens of minutes, or minutes. Wait for a long pulse. If you want 0 on any one of them, release it straight away after the long vibration. If you then want to set the time for hours, you count from then 1 up to 12. For the tens of minutes, you count from 1 to 5. And if you want to count for the actual minutes, you count from 1 to 9. For more information, as I said at the beginning of this demo, you can go to www.alexandravision.com. to find out more information, not only about the Meteor vibrating watch, but there are other watches that still use the same 3-button vibrating function, which includes pendants and an actual watch itself. So as usual, I hope you've enjoyed this demonstration. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services. Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Welcome to this demonstration of the Meteor vibrating watch from Alexandra Vision, and the website where you can get more information about the watch and also order it online is www.alexandravision.com. That's www.alexandravision.com. I've currently got the Meteor vibrating watch in my hand, and it's actually the shape of a crescent moon, and the, if you like, scooped out part of the crescent is where the 3 buttons are located to operate the watch to tell the time. And the bottom part of one of the points of the crescent, if you like, is actually where the vibrator is to make the actual watch vibrate. So the top of one crescent is quite rounded and thin, and the other part of the crescent, which is down the bottom, if you like, if you're holding it vertically, is rounded and bulbous at the same time. So it's an interesting shape. It's also fairly tiny. It actually can be cupped in the palm of my hand with my fingers around it quite comfortably, and made of plastic and feels very smooth in your hand. So if I position the Meteor in my hand with the bulbous part of the crescent down and the thinner part at the top, if I come to the scooped out section in the middle, the top button is the hour button, the middle button is the tens of minutes button, and the bottom button is the actual minutes button. The buttons are very well spaced apart and are raised up off the face of the Meteor extremely well. So very easy and distinctive to locate all those three buttons. The way you tell the time on the Meteor itself by using those three buttons with the vibration patterns, what it does is that it does a long vibration for 5 units and a short vibration for a single unit. So for example, if I press the hour button and it gave a long vibration, it would be 5 o'clock. That's the hour button at the top. The middle button for tens of minutes, if it did a long vibration for the tens of minutes, that's 5 units, so that would be 50. If I press the minute button and it did one long vibration, that would be 5 minutes. So for example, at the time of this recording, I'm going to press and release the hour button at the top, and it just gave 3 short pulses, so 3 single units for the hour, which means it's currently 3 o'clock. If I press and release the middle button for tens of minutes, it's no vibration at all in this case, which means it's 0 o'clock. So it's 3:00, but if I press the minute button down the bottom, press and release, it's 1 long pulse and 4 short pulses. And that means it's 9, because 1 long vibration for 5 and 4 short pulses for minutes. So 5 plus 4, of course, is 9. So the time, according to my Meteor vibrating watch, is 3:09. Now, just a tip when you're actually using the watch, if you press any of those buttons again within 30 seconds, it's going to give you exactly the same time again, because while the clock continues to register the time, the actual vibrations to tell you time will not reset until after 30 seconds has passed. Because if you think, for example, the time should have switched over now, in my case, to 3:10, and you've pressed it within that 30-second period, chances are it's still going to do 3:09. So let's try the time again now and see if it's now 3:10. So again, I'm going to press the hour button again at the top, press and release. 3 pulses, 3 o'clock. Press the middle button. I've now got 1 short pulse now, which means indeed it is 10. And I press the minute button down the bottom, and it's 1 pulse. So that means it's 3:11, according to the Meteor. To reset the time on the Meteor is very straightforward. You basically hold down the hour, tens of minutes, or minutes buttons for a very long vibration. Keep holding it down and then count the pulses. Now, a tip to remember is that for the hour button, you'll have 12 pulses to count because it's a 12 hour. For the tens of minutes, there's only 5 lots of 10 minutes, if you like, in an hour, because it goes 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. So for the tens of minutes, you're only counting 5 pulses. And then, of course, for the minutes, you're counting 9 pulses. And of course, if you wanted to do a zero on any of the hour, tens of minutes, or minutes, you would release the appropriate button after the long vibration, so you're not getting into any of the actual single pulse unit counts. So let me set the Meteor to 320, for example. So I'm going to hold in the hour button. Long vibration, count the pulses. 1, 2, 3, and release. Now I want to set the tens of minutes to 20. So that means I only need to count 2 pulses after the long pulse. So holding in the tens of minutes button now. Long vibration, count 1, 2, and release. And then I want to now set the minutes button to 0. So what I'm going to do is hold in the minutes button, wait for the long pulse, and then release straight away because I want 0. So holding in the minutes now. Long vibration, release. So now when I check the time, hour, 3 pulses, tens of minutes in the middle, 2 pulses, and the minute button, no pulse because it's now 3:20. And as I said, there is no pulse for 0. So in summary, if you basically remember the fact that for the hour, tens of minutes, and minutes, you have a long pulse for 5 units and single short pulses for 1 unit. And if you want to reset the time, you hold down any of those buttons, hour, tens of minutes, or minutes. Wait for a long pulse. If you want 0 on any one of them, release it straight away after the long vibration. If you then want to set the time for hours, you count from then 1 up to 12. For the tens of minutes, you count from 1 to 5. And if you want to count for the actual minutes, you count from 1 to 9. For more information, as I said at the beginning of this demo, you can go to www.alexandravision.com. to find out more information not only about the Meteor vibrating watch, but their other watches that still use the same 3-button vibrating function, which includes pendants and an actual watch itself. So as usual, I hope you've enjoyed this demonstration. Thanks for listening and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.